It's tough to stay healthy this time of year. Tis the season to cough and sneeze. But the National Hockey League has had a dozen players calling in sick with a nasty bug, one most of us were immunized against when we were kids. It's the mumps. Remember them? Headache, fever, swollen glands. Generally pretty yucky. This week, Canadian hockey superstar Sidney Crosby went on the disabled list because of the viral infection. He's one of 14 NHL players out with mumps. Andre Picard is the health columnist with Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. Any indication where this NHL mumps outbreak started?
We're really not sure who patient zero is, but it could have come anywhere in the community. Hockey players get out and about a lot, and they live a communal lifestyle, so it's not clear where it started.
Yeah, and what does that communal lifestyle consist of? Why do you think it has spread so quickly?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is that mumps is spread quite easily. It's quite infectious once someone has it. And the NHL demographic is very much the high-risk demographic. They're young men, and they're in a period where they probably only got one MMR shot when they were children. Now it's two, because there was a recognition over time that it wasn't effective enough. So they're really this group that's under-vaccinated. And if they get around a lot, it just takes a couple of people to be infected, and it can spread pretty quickly.
So Sidney Crosby, he's one of those who did get the MMR vaccine when he was a kid. And when he played for Team Canada in Sochi, he was given a booster shot before traveling. So wouldn't that count as like a second dose of the vaccine? How could he get mumps?
Well, again, it's never 100% protection. The vaccines work differently with different people. So some people have a really good immune response. Some have a poor immune response. It depends who infected them. Some people are super spreaders. They're really efficient at spreading virus. So there's all these factors that come into play. But the bottom line is, once you have enough people in the community who are infected, it's much easier for everyone to get infected, vaccinated or not. So it's this whole issue of herd immunity that matters. Once you have about 90% of the population vaccinated, even if it works less well with some of them, it doesn't matter because the virus just won't be able to get hold in the community and it won't spread. So that's the real key element here, is how many people in the community are vaccinated. And we know that those numbers are falling for a whole bunch of reasons. People aren't getting their kids vaccinated. We have this cohort of people who are under-vaccinated, et cetera. So it's kind of this perfect storm for the spread of mumps in this demographic group in the NHL.
How significant an outbreak would you say this is then?
We've seen these outbreaks occur more and more regularly. There was one at the University of Ohio just a couple of months ago in the U.S. with several hundred people infected. We've had huge outbreaks in the U.K. We've had some in Canada in the last couple of years. This one seems small, but I think it's worrisome in that the lifestyle of these players, some of the things they do, like visiting children's hospitals, which is great humanitarian work, but I'd be very concerned if I was in a children's hospital to have hockey players coming in these days. Mm. So there's all these issues that come into play.
This can be an expensive problem for the NHL. I mean, in Sidney Crosby's case, mumps cost his employer, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the services of someone who's paid like over $146,000 a game. What is the NHL doing to contain this outbreak?
Well, the NHL has urged everyone to get a mumps booster. They're reminding them to do very simple infection control things like wash their hands, don't share water bottles, et cetera. So I think they are taking this seriously. I think what happened is they just didn't act quickly enough. So there's one point where five players of the Minnesota Wild got infected and they all sat beside each other. And that really should have set off alarm bells to act quickly. Mm. And not understanding, I think, the full import of this age group being under vaccinated.
Andre Picard, the health columnist with Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.